tweet at Today SOR.
Now, again, they keep coming our way, but I want to just mention that our book club choice, when I say they keep coming our way, those texts from Valerie. Valerie Cox, our wonderful colleague, who retires officially today, but as I say, she won't be going away, she won't be going too far. Our book club choice for March is Rebel Sisters by Marita Conlon McKenna. The story begins at the turn of the last century when we meet the Gifford family who are living in Rathmines. The threat of the First World War is looming and tension simmers under the surface in Ireland and in the Gifford household. Born of a Catholic father and Protestant mother, three of the sisters, Nellie, Muriel and Grace, kick against the conventions of their privileged upbringing and get involved with the leaders of the 1916 Rising, which ultimately tears the family apart. We'll be discussing Rebel Sisters on Thursday, the 24th of March. That's Holy Thursday. So if you are reading along with us, we'd love to hear from you. Email us on todaysor@rt.ie or text us on 51551. Now, in our daily lives, we are surrounded by plastic, from glass to toys, clothes to packaging. Plastic is everywhere. Even the election posters dotted around the country in recent weeks were secured using plastic ties, and of course they were made of plastic as well, those posters. Plastic is durable. Experts say it can take 1,000 years to break it down. It may be a wondrous modern product, but it has a dark side, and there are increasing concerns that it is doing irreversible damage to marine life. With me now, Sean Duke, our regular science and technology contributor. Sean, how much plastic do we generate in Ireland? I know all of it doesn't end up in the sea, but give us some figures.
An awful lot, 210,000 tonnes per year. And although not all of that ends up in the sea, we're not recycling enough of it. We're only recycling about 40% of that plastic waste, according to Repack. So we do have our green bins, we're all used to that. But in actual fact, we've got a long way to go. We've got another 60% that we have to deal with that we're not dealing with.
Is that likely to change, do you expect, once the controversial incinerator opens? Is it next year in Poolbeg?
Yeah, 2017 is due to open there, the Covanta facility. They call that a waste-to-energy plant, incinerator, some other people call it. But certainly it will take plastic waste. Yes, it may improve that, because they can take the waste and they can either burn it or they can turn it into something useful, where it can be used, for example, in cement factories to burn the kiln to keep the furnace going.
Now, explain about plastic being a problem in the oceans.
Well, plastic, the problem with it is that it gets into, it's illegally dumped. As I said earlier, there's only 40% that's recycled. So a lot of it ends up dumped in various places around the countryside. This is true all over the world. They've done studies of this in the US, and they find that it goes from the rivers and the lakes, and eventually everything downstream of that is the ocean. So sooner or later, these macroplastics, which are your plastic bags and those type of things, will head towards the ocean. Or you will have these microplastics, which we can talk about, which are a more dangerous thing, if you like, which are tiny, tiny plastics that we can't see that are actually getting into the food chain.
Right. I'm given to walking on beaches in the west of Ireland, Donegal in particular, and you find some beaches, there are huge accumulations on beaches that would be, you would say, relatively unused, and yet it's just being washed ashore. Now, are you saying that comes down, that starts going down rivers? I would have assumed that it came from, it's just tossed off boats and stuff.
No. It probably originated on land, most of it. I doubt if it came off boats, because just to give you an idea, the city of Baltimore in the US, they introduced this engineering project where they'd capture the plastic before it actually went out through the harbour of Baltimore into the open sea. Baltimore is a little bit bigger than Dublin, but not much. And they stopped almost 120,000 plastic bottles in a year they captured in this engineering thing. So that shows you the amount of just plastic bottles that are going out. It's probably something similar in Ireland. And, you know, we either capture it before it gets out there.
It goes down the rivers mainly, you say, as opposed to being dumped at sea.
That's what the evidence shows so far, yeah.
From boats or ships or trawlers or whatever. Now, what about the damage that it does to marine life? It's not just there bobbing around. It's more serious than that.
No, the stuff that's bobbing around in the plastic bag is dangerous enough, because big sea creatures, whales and stuff like that, they can actually eat that stuff, and it gets stuck in their intestines, which means they can't eat the food, the nutrients that they need to stay alive. So they can actually starve. We've had cases of whales being washed up, and for the majority of the whales that are stranded or washed up, they find plastic in their guts.
Right, but microplastics.
Microplastics now are when you have, these can come from a different different source altogether. These can come from the fibres on your clothes. These can be the bigger plastics that are broken down by sunlight or by wind and wave action once they're at sea. They're tiny. They're ingested by microbes, which are bacteria, essentially. And then what happens then is the microbes or the bacteria are eaten by larger creatures, you know, like plankton would be eaten by a whale, typically. So it gets into the food chain, and there's a build-up. As you go higher up the food chain, you see an accumulation of plastics. And nobody has really found or studied the effect of this, but there are people in Ireland who are looking into this, and the evidence is pretty damaging. There were three whales that were, as I mentioned before, that were washed up on the west coast of Ireland, and two researchers called Simon Barrow, he's from the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, and Amy Lusher, his colleague, they looked at these whales and tried to figure out, well, what's going on there? Why did they get washed up? Because you had four whales washed up in the space of 2 weeks. This is a couple of years ago in Ireland. They found that all of the whales had plastic in their intestines, and they said that that was to be expected because that's what you see when animals are washed up. Plastics are just everywhere. But then, in a new technology, the first time was ever used, they decided to look at microplastics, and they found microplastics right through the gut of one of the whales that they looked at. So that suggests that not only are these big whale creatures eating the big plastic bag things, they're ingesting all of these microplastics as well. So this is a serious problem. We don't know what the result of this is.
But what is the density of microplastics in the oceans? Is it possible to say?
The density, well, they accumulate in certain places. Like you have this thing called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is this enormous dumping ground, essentially, for plastics that all come together due to ocean currents, which is about the size of Texas, some people say. But in that area, in terms of macroplastics, you would have maybe 2,000, sorry, I have the figure here, you have about 2,000 pieces per square mile. So you're talking about a lot of plastics that accumulate in these garbage patches. And there's not just one. There's one off the coast of California. There's one over close to Japan. And they're getting bigger and bigger.
And are all fish, or is all marine life susceptible to ingesting these?
Yes, they are, because if you start at the very, it's a bottom-up thing. So essentially, if the microbes are ingesting the microplastics, then it's starting at the very bottom of the food chain. The next layer up is getting more of them, and further up, right up to the whales and the seals and the dolphins. And the two researchers, actually, that I mentioned earlier are going to look at microplastics in Irish dolphin species. So it'll be interesting to see. But we should say that not all animals that are stranded and washed up are due to microplastics. That's for sure. Because this year, I checked, we had 28 dolphins washed up in the first 2 months. And that's totally down to the super trawlers that are in our waters. It's nothing to do with microplastics.
And that's what the dolphins are getting caught up in the nets?
They're getting caught up in the nets and they're drowned. So we can't blame that on the plastics.
Is anybody trying to get to grips with this plastics problem?
They are. I mean, it's a huge international problem, because once the plastic gets into the ocean, it can travel very fast, very quickly. You know, it can move from Dublin to Lisbon in a couple of weeks if it's a piece of plastic. So this is not just a local problem. There was a guy, a young guy, 21-year-old guy, Dutch guy, who got a lot of attention recently because he built this kind of V-shaped structure for the oceans. And what the structure does is like the letter V, and inside in the V, all the plastics accumulate. Then he had a conveyor belt that scooped the plastics out of the V area, powered by solar panels, collected all the plastics out of a particular area of ocean, and then that could go off to be recycled. That's just a small thing. But what we need is a bigger effort by governments.
Now, the other question I suspect some people will be asking themselves is, how safe is it to eat seafood if all of this is going on?
That's the question. I mean, we certainly, there's a problem with plastics. There's a problem with seafood in that the animals that I'm talking about, the whales and various large species, fish, have these microplastics. But at the same time, it's not so bad that the medics are starting to say, or the doctors are starting to say, don't eat fish. Because fish, of course, have protein. Fish have omega-3, which we need, which helps with depression and anxiety, all of those kind of things. So at the moment, the advice is keep eating fish. But if we keep putting plastic into our ocean the way we're doing, maybe that will change.
And I see a text from Paul saying, reduce plastic wrapping quantities by bringing back the use of greaseproof paper. This decomposes. Yeah. We need to do a lot more of that. Sean Duke, thank you very much indeed for joining us with that contribution about science. That's our lot for today. Thank you for listening.